Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Well, welcome back to my channel. Here I am on St. Anne's Hill in Chertsey, Surrey, and near the ruins of St. Anne's Hill House, which burnt down in 1870, memory serves, and this is the country residence of Charles James Fox, the Honourable Fox, being the younger son of Lord Holland, who was Secretary of State for War in the mid-18th century, a Tory, and a lot of the defence budget washed through his personal bank account. He was allowed to retain the interest that was not considered defalcation. So coming on to Fox, product of Eton, and curiously enough, Hertford College, Oxford. Was it called Hart Hall in those days? Anyhow, so a Whig MP for Midhurst, Surrey, at the age of 1 and 20. And so broke with the family tradition, a fulsome supporter of the American Revolution and so forth. But I don't want to tell his whole biography. There's a statue of him here in the town. He died in 1806, but not here in Chiswick House, in the same room, methinks, where George Canning, a Tory Prime Minister, died in 1827, if I got that right, after only 3 months in office. Is he the last Prime Minister to die in office? And Canning was also an Eldertonian, an Oxonian, but Irish. And here, look, it says Holland Cottage, because of Lord Holland, the title. It says Charles James Fox's elder brother was due to inherit the money. Fox was an inveterate gambler. He said his hobbies were women, gambling, and politics in that order. Liked games of sheer chance, where there was no luck or prognostication involved, just a roll of the dice. But people were lending loads of money to him on the basis that his father would die, his brother would die, Charles James Fox would inherit all the money. His brother was married for years and years but couldn't have children. Until disaster struck, from the moneylender's point of view, his sister-in-law was delivered of a child, even worse, a boy. And anyway, so Charles James Fox, he'd been to Paris on the Grand Tour when he was 16, where he hooked up with a hooker. And then he later lived with his mistress, Mrs. Armanstead, for years. She assumed the title of Mrs. though she wasn't married. They somehow never had children. But they finally got married shortly before his death. And she had been a courtesan before he met her, as in a high-class prostitute. But that is Charles James Fox, a very louche, self-indulgent figure. He at least wanted the abolishment of servitude. So he wasn't all bad. Swore an oath to his sovereign lord, the people. Was a radical reformer. Even he didn't go quite as far as saying that everybody should have the right to vote. Someone who adulated the French Revolution as the most magnificent event since the birth of Christ. So a very curious figure, a voluptuary who was louche, known as the eyebrow for his eyebrows, which looked like a pair of caterpillars had crawled up there, looked like a monkey. Incredibly hirsute, had a lot of 5 o'clock shadow. He was rotund, self-indulgent, fond of his drink. It's a minor miracle he lived so long. But his supposed fellow feeling for the lower orders didn't extend to him parting with a bare farthing to help them. So that is Fox, who came from a Tory family, which is why he had the name of two Stuart monarchs as his forenames, always known as Charles James Fox, never Charles Fox, either Fox or Charles James Fox. He was abominated by the Tories, some of whom once burnt a real fox alive as an effigy, as it were, to be indicative of their detestation of Charles James. So they don't make them like that anymore. There was Holland House in London in Holland Park, which was his family seat, but that burnt down in the 1930s, two-thirds of it. The remainder is a youth hostel. And they're called Holland not because of the Netherlands, but because that place in Lincolnshire that's known as Holland. Anyway, so that is St. Anne's Hill. Well, there was a medieval chapel built there in the 14th century dedicated to St. Anne's. But yeah, I've got to find the actual, got to look up the actual coordinates on Google Maps and see, it does stone stand upon stone, a bit of the foundations. Right, thank you for watching my channel, and toodaloo.